Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
For those of you that I'm sure haven't missed out the last few weeks in terms of us talking a lot about what we've been calling life, living in freedom every day, and the whole kind of freedom curriculum that about 50 or so people in the church have been going through, and then the freedom encounter that took place this weekend. It was an amazing time, really powerful time. And what I've done, I've asked a few guys just to come and give a little bit of testimony of what God's done in their life over the last 24 hours, Friday night and Saturday. But before I do that, what I want to do is just introduce you to the guys from the States. We've had 13 people from Coastline Church in San Diego, Pastor Aaron Jane's church, who have come over and been absolutely amazing in terms of how they have just helped us to do the first Freedom Encounter this weekend. And we've learned so much from you guys. And so in December, we're going to be running the next Freedom Encounter. And so from the beginning of June, anybody in the life of the church who wants to be part of that whole curriculum encounter can begin to sign up for that from the beginning of next month. But firstly, I want to introduce you to Steve and Kathy Krajenka. Steve is the executive pastor at Coastline Church, and Kathy heads up all of the Freedom curriculum and encounter that they do there. So can you give them a massive welcome? They're just going to come and say hi. Just hang on. Firstly, I know a lot of these guys haven't met you yet, and maybe only a certain number of us have, but I just want to say a huge thanks to you guys for coming all the way with your team over from the church and just giving us a week of your time, really, to be here. And when we saw what God did in Coastline, you know, we've been blown away, you know, and to see the same thing happening here on our own situation. And I know it's going to mushroom, you know, beyond just this weekend, but really appreciate you. Want to honour you and thank you for coming all the way to just be a massive blessing to us.
It's been an honour.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Just an amazing opportunity. I just want to say thank you to God, first of all, for weaving our two churches together. I mean, it's amazing that we think that we serve 3,500 miles apart. I want you to know for what happened this weekend here where the Holy Spirit was so alive. You had these Americans back, a 1,000-member church back in San Diego, California, praying for each and every one of the participants, and it was absolutely amazing. We've had the privilege of being related and weaved together with Kingdom Faith, which is so wonderful, by the way. Every person that we've met, Pastor Clive, Pastor Colin, Pastor Jane, everybody on staff has been so truly, and I use this word now, lovely, and beautiful, and so gracious and so hospitable. It's just been amazing. But when I think about what God has done at Coastline for seven encounters, and we've seen lives transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and what Kathy and I had the opportunity to see this weekend, it's just the beginning of something absolutely amazing and absolutely incredible that is being birthed here, you know, across 3,500 miles. So it's been just a pleasure. And Kathy, as the director of life, is much more equipped than I am to share a few stories. So,
well, not really, but what amazed, I think, our team is to come into a spirit-filled, faith-based church thinking, what can this offer? How can we help? And during the prayer time, well, first of all, the staff and the host families have been unbelievable, overwhelmingly gracious. The hospitality has blown us away. It was not expected, but of course we'll receive it, which has been a problem because we're very control-oriented. So that has been awesome. But to watch the people that were engaged in the encounter this weekend, the people that were involved and put on the colored T-shirts and were part of the teams, and watch two different cultures come together with the same faith and the same belief and the same hope in what was going to happen this weekend was, I can't even put it into words. It was beautiful. And then to watch both Americans and British praying for members of your church that had gone through the encounter, and to watch the love of God, and to watch compassion, and to watch countenance changes on the face of men and women that were receiving prayer was life-changing for us. So we're going back. We came to help, but we're going back so filled up from what people in your congregation and your church family have fed into us that we get to share that with our church family. So thank you to your church family. Thank you for everybody that was on the teams and went through the weekend.
Bless you guys. Thanks so much. Could all of the guys that have come over, can you just stand up so we can just thank you guys for being here? Two of the guys have actually already had to go, but thank you so much for being here, serving, being amazing. You've gone the extra mile in the way that you have just been here. And so Jane and I are obviously going to be over there in a couple of weeks' time, 3 weeks' time. So we're going to connect back up with these guys, which is going to be great. Looking forward to that. Brilliant. Now, I've asked five people just to come and give quick testimonies to this morning. So if you guys want to come up, Richard and Jugbeer, Dave and Chris, and Chris, I think another Chris. Is Chris here? Chris. Do you want to come up on stage? Give him a welcome. Jugbeer, can we start with you? Ladies first. Is that all right? For those who don't know what the 12-week curriculum is really based in the Word of God, and it builds you up in the truth, and which in some ways as a church we know how to do, but it builds you up in the truth and touches on different areas in your life where God might want to just transform, bring freedom, new fresh life and everything, but really how to use the Word in our lives. And then the encounter, really, that's what it is. It's 8 sessions, and in each session touches on a specific area that God wants to speak into our life, and then we respond, and it's amazing what God does. These guys said to me the other day, I don't know if you guys need this, and I said, oh yeah, we do. And you know, and just chatting to them, and I said, did any of you pray for people that just didn't need any prayer? They were like, no, everybody needs. I'm like, well, there you go then. We're not the perfect church by any stretch of the imagination. So just to hear from these guys. So Jugbeer, tell us what happened to you over the weekend.
So during the 12-week course, God had highlighted something that someone had said many years ago that was quite rejecting. So I felt the hurt of that during the course and had to forgive them, which I was happy to do, by the way. So I did that, went to the encounters, just open-minded for God to do whatever was required. And on the first evening, God showed me that when I was born, prior to when I was born, my parents had marital problems and I was a surprise and maybe probably an interruption, and a traumatic birth as well, just to add to it. So from that came an aspect of rejection, not probably intentional, but circumstances. And that is something that I'd been under all my life. And hadn't really realised. I thought I was okay. And then what God showed me was that he had chosen me, and it was from me as the youngest child being born that a few months ago, my dad gave his life to Jesus, and he passed away in December. And when God told me I was the answer, I was not rejected, I'm part of his plan, and not to settle for anything less. So it was amazing.
So good. Richard, what happened to you over the weekend, mate?
For me, it was a case of there was a lot going on in the early stages, and I knew I had to come and deal with certain things. But I was sitting there, and it came onto a section about abuse, and I thought, oh, well, I'm all right with that. Nothing's ever really happened to me. I can relax a little bit because it's pretty intense. anyway, I'm sitting there, and the next... Yeah, I'm sitting there, and some of the guys on team come up and start sharing, and they start telling this story. Anyway, God just hits me like a sledgehammer, and I'm sitting there thinking, what is this? I'm crying, and it was all about forgiveness of a father. And I didn't really realise it in myself. I didn't think I had an issue with it, but basically God just showed me that when I was growing up, I had a dad, but I didn't really have a dad. I don't know if any of you guys have ever had that, where you have someone that's there, but they don't really give you anything more than the fact that they're there. Like, they work and they provide, but there's no emotional sort of connection, no relationship there. And that's kind of what I had. So I had a dad, but I haven't really got a relationship with my dad. But through that whole time where Phil was standing there and reading the script that he had and just giving his heart for what's behind it, God just really spoke to me and just gave me so much freedom in that area to know that I can forgive him, that I love him. I know that he loves me, and the fact that I don't need to search for his approval, which I've had my whole life. I've always wanted to get his approval. But now I just feel completely sort of free from that. I don't need his approval because I know where I get my approval from. And the crazy thing is, this morning I was sitting there having my scrambled eggs. I did, yeah. Yeah. Can you believe it? Anyway, so I'm sitting there eating, and I've got some music on, and I'm just thanking God. And the next minute, I just get hit with this wave of, like, God's love and his acceptance, and just in a real fresh way, you know. And I've been around here for a while, but this encounter is incredible. It really reminded me of, you know, like when you go up in a loft, and you've got tons of stuff in your loft or a garage, and you want the thing at the back of the thing. And it's like, oh, can I get there? Can I get there? But sometimes you give up because it's so hard to get to because there's so much stuff. But now it's like God's just cleared all that stuff, and I can just go and grab the drill or the hammer or whatever I need. It's amazing.
So good, man. Thanks. I can't believe you made your own scrambled egg. That's the other miracle this weekend. Richard made his own scrambled egg. Well done, mate. That's not good for me. I'll have to make my own as well now. Can't ask my wife to do it. Dave, what happened with you?
Oh, did you? Yeah. We're used to a really rich diet here, aren't we, in terms of Scripture and the Word and so on. But this course is very simple, but it's very deep. On a personal level, God's touched me really deeply, really wonderfully. There's just a dynamic here that hasn't been around for a long time. Prayer closet's going to be very different. For those that I've been leading in prayer recently, if it's not been quite as in there as it should have been, please forgive me. Our struggle's not against flesh and blood, it's against spiritual powers in this dark world, isn't it? We know that scripture. What this course has done, in a way, it exposes so many of the subtle negative spiritual influences that manage to worm our way in. And you'll probably hear lots of these testimonies of people saying, I didn't realise it, but. This isn't super spiritual, flaky stuff. This is real life. I can't imagine there is anybody in the church who's not going to benefit from this. So thank you. Guys, thank you so much. You need to love these guys. Some of them gave up so much time. I understand some of them paid for themselves to come. Just to bless you. So thank you. Bless you.
Bless you. Brilliant. Thanks. Chris.
Yeah, I'm encouraged by 4 out of the 5 people up here are guys. And nobody was cajoled to come up and give a testimony. We all volunteered to come up and give a testimony. So, you know, for the guys here, that is great. That bit wasn't scripted. I wrote down some notes because those of you that know me, I can go on a bit. So let me read what I've written. 25 years ago, I got born again, and Jesus 100% set me free. 100%. But due to poor decision-making and a lack of training, I let some former life influences back in again. This created a blockage between me and God. Like Pastor Clive and Pastor Colin were saying, you know, a while back about the storm pipes, you know, the blockages. I didn't have the intimate relationship with God that God wanted with me. The life course was offered to me, and although a little bit concerned about doing it, I did sign up. The 12-week process gave me a new insight into not only how to be free, but to maintain that freedom and to live in a close relationship with the Lord. This culminated in this weekend, which was the encounter weekend, which was not easy for me to go through, believe me, but totally necessary, and I wanted to do it. So today, it feels like I've been born again, again. Amen. If you're not perfect and you want to be closer to God, then sign up for the course. Another thing, don't say you're too busy to do it, because that is just an excuse. Those of you that know me, I am a very busy person, and by the grace of God, I still managed to do the whole course, you know, and completed it. If anyone wants a reference as to how good the course is, don't ask me, ask my wife about me.
Brilliant. Chris. Well, I don't need notes because I'm going to be really quick. but I just found, two parts. The 12 weeks was brilliant. Just so simple, so to the point. And what I love most is, I found out that I'd really just let me being an island into my life, and I had kind of like, not necessarily push people away, but just hadn't formed relationships with other guys for ages. And over the 12 weeks, I was just struck by how we were sharing the word with each other. We were going deeper with God. And that affected me to the point where I was just like, wow, like God, you know, you're saying to me now that it's time to get back into relationship with other guys, to hang out together. And so off the back of that, I joined a men's group, just because I found that it's so powerful. You're just hanging out with other guys and you're getting deeper in the word together. And then over the weekend, over the freedom encounter, just sometimes you need a little bit of help to go deeper with some things. You know, sometimes you need a helping hand, and that's okay. It's okay to share stuff and to get victory together. I've just found that whole time, I wouldn't have been able to have reached those deep places on my own. I needed someone to come with me and agree with me on things. I know that there are deep places in my character that have been affected, and they will stay changed.
Thanks so much, guys, for coming and sharing. Brilliant. Thanks. I think you can hear just from the reality of the stories. So we obviously want to develop like a discipleship pathway more and more in the life of the church. We want to help people know God, and we want to help people then live free in their lives. And that's where, you know, that's what life is part of. The freedom encounter stuff is part of really helping people to live free in their lives from all the baggage of the past. And as Chris said, all the other stuff that people let in on the journey. And we want to help people discover their purpose. Why am I here? What does God want to do through my life? And then really make a difference and see a real impact in other people's lives as a result of what God does in our lives. So a very simple pathway, but really powerful. And we're putting this all in place in the life of the church because of the many people that we're reaching out to, the many people that are going to come to know God in the next few months and years, because there's a lot of things that are ruining people's lives, and you know that as well as I do. And God's the only one that can really bring true freedom and really set people free from all kinds of stuff in their lives. And the more free that we are, the more freedom others can come into, because what people get added into, they become like the people that they begin to do and share life with. And so we want to walk as closely to God as we can, right? And we want to live as free as we can, and in who God is in us, who Jesus is in our lives. So, again, just want to thank you guys for coming. Absolute blessing, and just helping us, and really just being really vulnerable as well, and sharing, you know, your lives and what God's doing in you. Now, kind of a bit of a change tack now, if that's okay, this morning. We have an amazing privilege and real honor to have a special guest with us this morning that we're going to introduce in the next few minutes.
and that you're going to hear from. And it's a real privilege, Gideon, to have you with us today, and a real honor for us to host you this morning. And Gideon's going to be introduced by Len Grates. Len is a good friend of ours, and he's part of ICEJ, the International Christian Embassy of Jerusalem. And so he is based over here, and so he's going to introduce Gideon this morning, kind of give us a little bit of a picture, and then Gideon's going to come and just share and speak for about 20 minutes or so. So I want us to just welcome Len to come up and just introduce Gideon for us this morning.
Good morning. It's a great privilege to be back here. We came here a year or so ago, or 18 months ago, and it's always a joy to be back in the church here. And I just want to say thank you. You know, you don't realize the impact that you have in the nation as a church movement. And God has gifted you some wonderful leaders, and I hope you really appreciate them. So thank you, Kingdom Life. Now, the International Christian Embassy was formed in 1980 as a result of all the national embassies leaving Jerusalem when the Israeli government passed a law declaring Jerusalem to be the united and indivisible and eternal capital of Israel. And as a result of that, the embassies moved out, and the national embassies moved out, and the Christians moved in. It's great to move in when people move out and fill a gap. But we're very excited today to invite Gideon Zahar to address us. Gideon served in the Israeli government as both the Minister of Education and the Minister of Interior between the years 2009 and 2014 under the present Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. And if you read the press, the press would say that Gideon is a potential future prime minister of Israel. Sorry, Gideon, don't mean to embarrass you. So hence why it's even more of a privilege to have him today, because I think we need to be praying for him. The ICJ works in partnership with another organization in Israel called the Knesset Christian Allies Caucus, which is an organization that links the Israeli parliament to Christian leaders around the globe. And Gideon is a member of that caucus and was actually one of the founding members, and works very closely with its present director, Josh Reinstein, who contacted us about arranging this trip today. It's no accident that Gideon is here at this particular time, because last week Israel celebrated its 69th birthday. 69 years since the birth of Israel in 1948, the re-establishment of Israel in 1948. And of course, in 2 days' time, it's another significant day in Israel, in that it's Jerusalem Day, and they're celebrating 50 years. So 50 years, you know, these are all significant dates in the calendar of God. And of course, you know, we were singing about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob today, weren't we? So there's a common bond between us, and we're so delighted. And you know, we've had a terrible history in centuries gone by, but praise God, there's a change in direction. And we're beginning to... The church worldwide is beginning to recognize that we owe Israel a great debt. So Jerusalem's 50 years old this coming week. And of course, it's also another significant year, and I just want to wave this up, in that it's 100 years ago in November that the Balfour Declaration was signed by Lord Arthur Balfour, the then foreign minister, committing the British government to see the establishment of a Jewish homeland in Israel, in present Israel. And so Britain is linked to the state of Israel through God's purposes. Aren't we privileged to have been the nation that we initiated something? I know we didn't get it all the way right along the years, Gideon, but we got there in the end. And later on in the year, and I think Clive is going to be mentioning this in the later on, but we'll be celebrating in the Royal Albert Hall on the 7th of November. you know, the prestige Royal Albert Hall, seating thousands of people. And the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem is one of the co-sponsors of this event with a number of other Christian ministries around the UK. And so we are delighted that this year we can celebrate so many important events. It's also 500 years since the Reformation. So it's a significant year, isn't it? But without saying any further, I want to, on your behalf, invite Gidon Zahar to come and address us today. Welcome, Gidon. Let's give him a warm welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Do you hear me? You might need that mic, no? You hear me?
Yes.
Great. It's really great to be here in Kingdom Faith Church. It's great to be here among believers. And while you mentioned all these dates in the history of our state, which are all important, and I will mention maybe one or two of them, we are now more than 3,000 years since King David declared Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish nation. That's the most important day. And when tomorrow, you know that tomorrow, the President of the United States arriving to Israel, arriving to Jerusalem. He's coming from Washington, D.C. We will accept him in Jerusalem, D.C. Not Jerusalem, D.C., David's capital. And we will accept him, as you mentioned, in the same week we are marking and celebrating 50 years of the 50th anniversary of reuniting our capital, our eternal capital, yeah, under the sovereignty of the State of Israel. Yeah. Is it a coincidence? We don't believe in coincidence, we believe in something else. And we are a lucky generation. We are a lucky generation to fulfill what is written in Psalm chapter 3. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together. So we living today are so proud to fulfill what was written more than 3,000 years ago by King David. And we know, and you know our history, it was only a little bit more than 20 years after the Holocaust. We survived as a nation when we didn't have a state and we didn't have an army to defend ourselves, that we were the privilege to liberate Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the City of David, the Old City, the Olive Mount, the Tower of David. All these places we dreamt throughout so many generations in our past. My fathers, as you know, we came from so many land when we were in exile. The family of my mother, until 100 years ago, they lived in current Uzbekistan. It's in Mid-Asia. But they are all buried in the Olive Mount in Jerusalem, because for them, the most important thing was, if not have the privilege to live, to be buried in Jerusalem. And they spent all their fortune, all the fortune of the family, to do this time in the desert, took between 30 to 40 days, 100 years ago, to have the privilege to be buried in the Olive Mount of Jerusalem in the old cemetery. Ladies and gentlemen, during the decades we came back to the city, Jerusalem is prosperous. People are coming from all over the world. You've been there? You've been in Jerusalem?
Yeah.
How many of you? How many of you? Whoa, so many of you. This is great. So you know that today, under Israeli sovereignty, you have and we have freedom of worship to all religions in Jerusalem, to all believers, because Israel is the only place in the Middle East where you have freedom. Look around us in the map. The only place where you have freedom is the state of Israel. Do you have freedom in Lebanon, in Syria, in Iran? You don't have freedom there. You can't enjoy from freedom there. And the light from Jerusalem is a light of faith and the light of freedom to all the world. But unfortunately, so many around us want to turn off this light. They wake up in the morning with hatred in their heart, but we know someone brought this hatred, incited them, brought this hatred into their hearts in order to act against our people, to act against our country. But we know this light will never turn off. Yeah. Yeah. How can I know it? I'm sure of it. Because we are fulfilling the prophets of our prophets about the returning to Zion. Everyone can read about it. It turns out to happen exactly as it described in the Holy Bible. Exactly. When my father, he came alone from Argentina. He came alone without his family 50 years ago to Israel. He didn't know where he's coming to. I mean, he knew where he's coming to, the land of Zion and Jerusalem, but he didn't know. He never been there. But he knew where he's coming to, even though never been there. Because we hadn't forgot Jerusalem for 2,000 years, generation after generation. We spoke already 100 languages. We spoke different languages. We stayed in some 120 states, different countries around the world. We couldn't speak for each other because we hadn't at the time, during exile, spoke our ancient language. We are speaking today, Hebrew. We revived this language on our soil. But speaking those 100 languages, we never forgot Jerusalem for one day. We prayed and we asked God, wherever we were, our fathers, our forefathers, please return us to our country. Please return us to your city. Please return us to Jerusalem, D.C. And it happened. We lost, indeed, huge parts of our nation during those years in exile, but never stopped believing. So we now live the miracle of returning to Zion. And we also had the privilege and has the privilege today to protect ourselves by ourselves. Don't look at me as a former minister or future, I don't know what. I'm a soldier. I was a soldier, 3 years in the infantry. This is our duty service. Then I served another 15 years as a soldier in reserve. And I see myself also today as a soldier of my nation. And by the way, we never asked, and we will never ask for someone to protect ourselves. We know how to protect ourselves. We know how to protect the miracle we gained. But we do need help. We do need your support. We know you pray for Jerusalem. This is written, what I'll read in Psalm chapter 1:2-2. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. We know. You say the same words as we do, and maybe in a different language, but the same words wrote King David so many years ago. But we also ask for your support. Raise your voice for Israel. It is so important. Act, speak. I know you have, as you mentioned, elections within a very short time. Tell your representatives, if you will see them on May 31 or any time else, tell them how much it is important for you that they will stand. They will stand with Israel as the representatives of this great country. Because we are facing all these years tremendous pressures. It is amazing we are still attacked for building in our capital. If we build in our capital, we have so many condemnations from so many capitals around the world. It's an absurd. It's like the United Kingdom to be condemned for building in London, or the France will be condemned for building in Paris. It is unbelievable, but it still happened. Around the world, there are so many who demand that we will give up parts of our land. What parts they demand us to withdraw from? Hebron, Beit El, Jerusalem, all the places you know from the Bible. They are the cradle of the Jewish people. Are we allowed to give up something we were promised from God, that promised this land to the sons of Abraham and Jacob and Isaac? Can we do it? We can never do it. Amen. Sacred for all religions, but promised only for the Jewish people. Yes. It was promised. I want you to know something. You know where the name, you hear so much about the Palestinians, you know where the name Palestine is from? Palestine is the name that Caesar Adrian gave our country, the land of Israel, after ruining Jerusalem. It was never Palestine, it was always the land of Israel. The same Caesar Adrian, he called Jerusalem, he built a Roman city over the ruins of Jerusalem at that time, about 2,000 years ago, and he called it Ilia Capitolina. Is there anyone in the world knows what's Ilia Capitolina? Everyone knows what Jerusalem is all about. No one knows about Ilia Capitolina. He was a great Caesar at that time. But as you sang, nations are rising and falling, but there is someone above who is making order in this planet. And we read from the prophet Isaiah what will happen these days. This says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for Jerusalem. Please stand for Jerusalem. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless all believers. Thank you so much.
Is it okay if we pray for you up on the platform?
We asked Gideon if he's okay if we pray for him, and he would like us to do that. So Pastor Colin is going to pray for Gideon.
First, I just want to say to you that we bless Israel because we believe as Christians that we have been grafted in to the olive tree of Israel, and that the root of that tree sustains us. So we see ourselves not as separate but as a part. We belong to you.
God bless you. God bless you.
And our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he will be known for all time by that title. So, Father, we thank you for this brother, that we are brothers together in our faith in you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you, Lord, that you have grafted us into this olive tree, and the root sustains us. And we inherit all the promises that you have given to Israel. And we bless you for that, Lord. We thank you that you are the faithful God, and your word will never return to you empty. But you will fulfill everything that you have said. You will fulfill all the promises that you have spoken over Jerusalem and over the land of Israel. And no man and no nation will be able to prevent you from doing what you have purposed to do. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise for that. And Father, we just pray for our brother, for his family. We pray, Lord, your love, your care, your protection over them. And as he returns into the whole political world in these coming months, we know that your hand is going to be upon him. You are going to lead him, use him in the ways that you have designed and planned and purposed for him. And we just pray, Lord, that he would carry us in a little place in his heart, knowing that we are standing with him and we are standing with his people, with the people of Israel. And we just bless you, Lord, and praise you that you will have your way among the nations. Glory be to your wonderful and blessed name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.